Hi there, everybody. Coming at you from sunny San Diego, outside the comfy confines of the Flywheel Studio. We're in Sebastian Menage's room here, 716. We're going to talk to you a little bit about the stock price this year. So I got Tasha Gardner here with us, CFO.
Hello, everyone.
President-elect, COO, Eric Ritchie.
Hello, everyone.
And Sebastian Menage over here in the corner.
Hello, everyone.
Good to have you. The housekeeping's not going to come while we're here, right?
No, I put the little tag out.
Okay, we're good
appreciated.
There. So, Tasha, we got some news.
We do. We have the ESOP stock price.
And we've been like a powder keg because we've had it for 2 weeks.
Yeah, and I can't stand keeping it to ourselves any longer. We have got to share so I don't burst.
I try not to even engage in conversations about it right now because it's hard to keep it in.
Yeah, so it's just so exciting to see the wealth that's being created for all the people that have worked so hard to contribute to the share price. It's just exciting.
So that news is we've got the Sargent ESOP stock price.
Yes.
Has been calculated and we've got that ready for us.
We do. And we want to give everybody a chance to get their guesses in because that's big fun. For everyone to guess.
We try to make a big game of it.
I think we do. And then, of course, we have all employee meetings coming up. And so we'll be talking a lot more about the ESOP. And we've been years, in some cases, since we've been able to talk to people about how it works and how the plan is designed and things like that. So we'll share more information then. But for right now, we can't keep this secret any longer, I don't think.
So a couple hints, right? I want to go back, and it was 2018, you and Tim and I talked about maybe trying to get the stock price to be 100 by the time we turn 100.
Yes, and we turn 100 in
2026.
Yes, sir. Yes,
and
we did talk about that.
So we eclipsed the $100 mark 2 years ago.
We did, yeah.
So now we're...
I'm thinking it was $17 a share.
$17 a share then, And so now now the new goal is 200 by 100.
That's the new goal. Okay.
Yeah. So
we're making our way.
We're working towards that.
We're working toward it. It is the stock price did go up this year.
Yes, sir. It did.
As you might expect. So the people that got the $4,800 profit sharing bonuses probably expected that we had a good year.
Yeah. And a little hint is it's looking like a really good true up bonus as well.
Oh,
but we'll talk about that more in another episode.
Right. More to come.
So we've got, it's going up from 2022. So this is the year-end 2023 stock price.
Yes.
It's going up from 2022, which was, we're not going to tell them. We're going to make them look.
We are? Oh, we didn't talk about that.
Make them look.
Yeah. You got to go find out.
Well, so can I give a little hint where they can find that information?
Yes.
Because if you joined the company in the last year, you haven't had a value to look back on. But we do report what the share value was at December 31st, 2022 on your pay stub. Even if you didn't have any shares, it's on there. So it should be easy for people to find.
Sure. And the other end of this is it's not 200.
It did not go over 200.
It did not go over 200.
Right. I've had a bunch of people ask me that, which is fun that the excitement's there, but I don't want to have people disappointed either.
Yeah.
No, but the boundaries are clear now.
The boundaries are clear.
It's somewhere south of 200 and north of where we're at now.
Yes.
Yep.
You almost were going to say the price,
I almost did.
You?
I had to really catch myself there. I'm struggling.
I saw you pause for a second. So you just wanted to say it.
Well, it's hard not to share good news. So we're going to have, we say 11 winners?
11 winners. This would be our
11th year
in ESOP.
Yep.
So 11 winners. And if you hit it right on the head, you will get 11 times the current stock price.
Added to your paycheck.
Added to your paycheck.
Yep.
Which means taxes have to come out of it.
Sadly, yes.
Yes, the government
sadly,
does want their cut.
11 times that amount is special.
Already done it in my head and I'm struggling.
So, I mean, if you get it right on, it's pretty cool.
It's going to be pretty cool. Yep.
But we know last year's was X and it's going to be 11X.
Exactly.
At least.
You're doing a good job dancing around this.
That's why I'm not saying much because I can't dance around it.
But wait, what does it cost to guess, Sebastian?
$0.
$0 to get your guess in.
A single text.
A single text, yes.
We want to see a lot of guesses.
So there probably is a cutoff for this.
Yes.
Because, what's the cutoff, Sebastian?
We're going to say this Sunday. So you have until Sunday, let's say at midnight, to get in your guesses.
Okay.
And that comes at a good time. As Tasha mentioned, we have all employee meetings in the Mid-Atlantic next Monday. And the following week, we start on April 2nd in New Hampshire and work our way north back up to the Bangor area.
Yeah.
So, which we're really looking forward to because we haven't had all employee meetings since, I won't say the word, but pre- the COVID
since,
days
since
in 2020.
It's been a long time, really. And so I'm really looking forward to seeing everybody. And we've been working on our agendas and our what we're going to share. And we've realized that we have more we wish we could share than time to share it.
We wish we could talk all day, whether people want us to or not. But I know the three of us are very excited. I'm very excited about the fact that we get to get a chance to get out and see everyone and kind of start our year off and what I think will be a really good way to start the year off.
Yeah.
So just to finalize the rules, 11 winners. It's higher than last year's. It's under 200. If somebody gets it right on the money, they get 11 times the stock price, today's stock price.
Yes.
And then you have to pay the government some of that.
Right.
So I think we were hoping to share what the stock price is at the meetings.
Yes.
So we're going to ask everybody to do your part and keep it a secret so everybody can play along. And then that means, I guess, we won't share who the Price is Right winner is until after we get through all the employee meetings. But this way, everybody gets a chance, fair and square. You don't know what it is, do you, Sebastian?
I don't know.
I think only the three of us know what it is. And so everybody...
I forgot.
Yeah.
I want to forget.
All I can say is, well done, everybody who contributed to what the share price is. It's just a lot of people really working in the same direction and bringing value every day. It's just very exciting to see it return.
And it's
everyone.
Really not just a 1 year thing. Yes, it's based
not.
On the 2023 valuation, but for me, or for all of us, this has been really a buildup over the last 4 or 5 years and just a continuation of what we've been doing. So,
well, and that's the truth of it, is that they look back 10 years and ahead 1 year. And you can't just be a one-hit wonder.
No.
You mean the valuation.
The valuation company does, yeah. And so you can't be just a one-hit wonder. They have to see that you can produce those results year after year. And we've been doing that, really.
But going back, I mean, you mentioned 4 or 5 years ago. I mean, if we go back to 2017, 18, and the three of us were talking about this a little bit earlier, that was a market, a construction market, that Tim Folster and I had never seen in our careers between 60 years, almost 70 years between us at the time. We'd never seen a construction market that hot.
Yeah.
And trying to figure out exactly how to navigate that market. And we got a little bit too busy at some points in time. But then in 2018, we had a strategic planning meeting and we said, you know, one of the big goals was more gross profit dollars per superintendent dollar. And that's really driven the stock price. I mean, the execution of that goal is really...
It's been fun to watch. A lot of the pivoting we've done. The market has remained hot, as you said.
Yeah.
Still amazed at the amount of work out there at times, especially just with how crazy the world's been. But it's remained hot. We have been able to capture what we want to capture. And we're not 100% successful with that, but we've been able to pivot to other work as well. And as you said, Herb, to me, it's all about the execution out there.
Yep.
Folks have executed very well. It shows in our profitability. It shows in our stock price. And we have a few things that we can keep working on execution-wise. And you'll be hearing from all of us. So we're going to be talking a lot about execution and safety going forward, too, as we get out to these all-employee meetings.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of excitement. Tomorrow we'll be with the crew that we brought out here to San Diego, to the AGC of America, Build America Awards.
Yeah.
And, which is pretty special.
It's incredibly special. And this whole group of people, they're pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Well, a few of them, and I haven't seen all of them for very long, but a few of them have said, boy, thanks for doing this, Herb. And I'm like, no, thank you for doing it. And when I say you, I don't mean just the people out here. I mean everybody in the company. Thank you for going about the work the way you do it. And, you know, I mean, this was such a unique project. It kind of lent itself to kind of an automatic application for this award.
Absolutely.
But really, company-wide, I mean, this thing wasn't built on just Bat Cove West, this stock price, right? This was built everywhere from Caribou to Calais to New Hampshire all the way down to Virginia and Piedmont.
And not just the stock price, but also even this project award. I was talking to Adam Tienen last night, and he said, you know, this is way bigger than even just the crew that was on this project, because so many different aspects of the company need to be doing what they do in order for a project to be winning. And it's really a win for everyone.
It's a lot of flywheels.
It's a lot of flywheels. And
right from the fab shop to the shop to,
You
know, other regions, even though it was in Southern Maine, other regions contributed to this job with personnel, with just a lot of different things. And it was a company effort.
Yeah.
And it was a job that I can still remember sitting at the bid table. We were a little unsure of how to go about some of it, but felt we had it covered. And, you know, the guys just executed extremely well and what a plan. And for me, we were talking about it too. This job has sort of put us out there a lot into the world on social media and other places. And it's been a nice highlight to show what we do, because we do this in so many places. As you said, Herb, it's not just this job. So,
well, at one point I emailed Brad Rowland with the city of Portland and told him, you know, with the transition of you becoming president. And he responded back to me and he said, this is, you know, great news. And I hope the city of Portland and Sargent can continue to have a great relationship long after you and I are both gone.
Yep.
And that says a lot, because we do have a challenging project in Portland right now as well.
So. We do, but that team is also winning, and we're starting to see some, you know, bright spots out in the future. Yeah. And I, you know, I'm very proud of that team too. I'm just proud of everybody.
I'm proud that we're going to be in Virginia on this coming Monday.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And see that team again.
You know, they're celebrating their 30th year anniversary.
That's right.
Yep. So sometimes I don't think we realize exactly how long we've been there and how many different projects we've built. So it'll be exciting to
Sebastian
celebrate
and
with them.
The team down there has some good stuff to roll out around the 30-year anniversary.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And definitely looking forward to celebrating it and looking forward to seeing what's been an ever-increasing team in the Mid-Atlantic and in the Piedmont region, as you mentioned, Herb. We've gained a lot of folks down there already, too. So just a chance to get in front of everybody and thank them is going to be well worth it.
Right.
Yeah. Well worth it.
So this might be a fun way to end the podcast.
I think we're running long.
Well.
Are we going to sing?
No.
Oh, okay.
I think this might be the first time everyone hears that we won the Build America Award.
I know. You didn't actually say it at the beginning.
We won a Build America
Award.
Yeah,
I know.
Okay.
We've been told for so long to keep it that we couldn't say anything. That,
I guess I wasn't thinking that either.
Yeah.
So you're going to have part of the crew who's out here in San Diego on a podcast, a follow-up podcast.
Yes.
So they can talk about their experience both on the job and out here and everything. But Build America Award is a special thing.
Yes.
I mean, they don't just hand those out like cotton candy.
And it's the only one in the company's history.
That's as far as I know, yes.
And there's been very limited Maine companies to win these type of awards. Yep. So it's a big deal. Yep. It's a very big deal.
I asked a couple of them. I said, when you guys were working on the project, did you think you'd win Build America? And they're like, it never even crossed our minds. You know, they're just
Day one. Yeah. Day one. I was like, this is going to win a Build America Award. Yeah, and I'm so proud of the team.
I'm so proud
that it did.
Too,
of the company. Not just the team, but the company, because, as you know, it took, as Adam said, it took a lot of a lot of different flywheels spinning to make that happen on that job.
I had to laugh last week. I was going through my phone and was looking for something. Came across a video that I had taken of trying the gantry crane and the extendo hoe out in the backyard. At the
shop. It's like, we were going to try that and, where no one sees it.
That was very clear to everyone at the time. So we're going to get this out before, in front of God, country, and everyone.
It was kind of like going out on the ice the first time.
It was.
In the wintertime.
But I had to chuckle because during the video, I could hear myself talking. Going, I don't know. Then by the end of it, I was like, yeah, this is going to work. This is great. But at first, it took a little bit.
Go ahead and break it down and move it down there.
Yep.
I don't know. That just describes so much of what we do in all the corners of the company. Yeah. It's the ingenuity that they bring every day and just so much creativity, honestly.
Well, a lot of folks would look at a project like this and be scared off by it because of the technical abilities, some of the conditions that everyone had to work in, and just really the nature of the scope of work. But to me, this goes right back to our strategic plan, Herb, and we talk about this a lot, that being fearless in the face of opportunity and respectful of it. And the guys, to take a superintendent, I'm sure some folks thought we were crazy and have Adam Tienen have 6 months to plan a job out before we even landed a piece of equipment or a boot on the ground. Between Adam, Glenn, Doug, the whole team there, just a fantastic job of keeping that thing on track.
And to your point about creativity, I mean, that wasn't you, Eric, or me, Tasha, or Doug. This came from the crew in the field. The ideas And, you know, that came, that was their creativity that have got us in San Diego receiving that award. And that creativity, again, isn't just there. It's all across the company. Like you said, it's every corner of the company. I do want to give you and your team a shout out, Tasha, because we got that valuation back, the stock valuation in record time this year.
We did. The earliest we've ever gotten it back. I got the even the share allocations today so I could have some of that information before the all-employee meetings. And it really, it's pretty cool. So my shout out goes to Carrie and Casey Noyes. And then also to the project managers. We can't do year end without the project executives and project managers. It's the same thing as every project. You get a whole, it's always teamwork. Teamwork makes the dream work. And it's a lot of people doing it.
To watch that process that you and your team go through every year, though, just keep getting sharper and sharper and shaving more time off.
Honing our craft.
It's a nice thing to have all this information. So when we do go out to see all the folks out there, we can actually talk about these things. So we're not waiting till October.
Not waiting till October.
And of course, May is our Sergeant ESOP month when we celebrate our birthday every year. And so we'll have everything ready to roll to get onto pay stubs so people can see what their share balance is. Because it's exciting to... It's exciting to celebrate the share price, but it's even more exciting to see what your balance is, right? Because that's the shares and the increase.
More shares get allocated.
Yes, and your prior shares you received get repriced. And so that's going to be very exciting for people. So that'll be the beginning of May.
People are going to be pretty happy about that.
I think people are going to be very happy
about that. 5 minutes ago, Sebastian told us we had to be done.
No, you guys can go. You have two more minutes.
Two more minutes?
I don't have anything left to say. Geez, you're reeling us right in.
I do have something. Just please, please, please take five. Be safe out there. You know, we just want everybody's families happy. We don't want people's families to have to worry about, you know, if you're injured, how to take care of you or anything else. Just take five and don't get injured.
And I do have to say last week we just hit the 2 week mark without any property damage or any incidents. 2 weeks in a row.
That's a big move.
And that's a huge, huge, we haven't seen that. And I know that's hard for everyone out there to see. And as we get around to these all-employee meetings, you'll see why we're really focused on this and see what comes back to your pocket as well by being focused on this. But you know, please keep taking five. I believe it's taken hold and keep looking out for each other. That's going to keep us a safe, profitable, healthy company in the long run.
So that's this episode. No shout-outs this time. We're going to get those in the next batch.
A huge amount of shout outs next
time. They won't be wasted, we promise you. Keep them coming.
Keep them coming.
All right. Have a great week.